Auburn's doing much more than just adding players to the roster during the transfer portal. They're adding coaches, too.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it. Happy Friday. We've made it through another week of the transfer portal, and a lot of action has gone down. Auburn's added a lot of players, added another player yesterday, and look to add a few more today. But they're also adding coaches. I say adding. Maybe elevating coaches is the correct term. We're going to talk about Auburn's new outside linebackers coach, new in quotation marks, because he was already on staff. But before we get started, we're going to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use two coupon codes. Okay. Got to remember these coupon codes. TNR Casino gets you a 300% deposit bonus in the casino. You heard that correctly. Whatever you give them, multiply it by three. You can take that in free play to the casino. And then you also have Next Round that will give you a 50% deposit anywhere, 50% deposit bonus anywhere. So take all those winnings in the casino, hit that sports book bet any way that you can imagine. If you're a degenerate and you want to risk it on bowl season where we're not even 100% sure what rosters are going to be out there, hey, you got them coming up every single day. So you can have a lot of fun there. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals. It's mybookie.ag. Yesterday, surprisingly, I say for some, Auburn elevates TJ Rushing, veteran defensive backs coach, Super Bowl champion with the Indianapolis Colts, who's already on Auburn staff as special assistant to the head coach, and he did a little bit of everything on the defensive side as well. Elevates him to outside linebacker coach. If you're not very familiar with him, he came over from Texas A&M with DJ Durkin. He was the defensive backs coach from 2020, I believe, to 2023. He came over with Durkin when they had the whole regime change at Texas A&M. Brought him in as an off-the-field assistant. He's been a huge help in on-campus recruiting, and then obviously just an assistant in general. Very, very talented. Young and up-and-coming coach. Again, a lot of experience on the defensive side of the ball. I think it's going to be a big addition. I want to give you a little bit of a rundown, though, on his recruiting prowess. This guy is a baller on the recruiting trail. He is, ever since he's got elevated into a permanent, ever since he was elevated to a permanent on-field coach, it was able to go visit, able to go recruit. He's just been nailing it on the recruiting trail ever since. So here's a little quick list of some of the guys he's added while he was at Texas A&M. Terry Bussey, he plays a lot right now for Texas A&M on the offensive side of the ball, recruited as an athlete. But you just look there, you see five-star, four-star. He brought in 16 players that were tied to his name at Texas A&M. Only two of those 16 were three stars. Everybody else was four star and above. And only four out of those 16 were outside of the top 225 players, according to 247 Sports composite rankings. So that defensive side that's already, you know, a really, really good recruiting staff, DJ Durkin, great recruiter. Is just going to get that much better. And it's the cool thing is it's a guy that people are already going to be familiar with. So you don't have to go spend a ton of time creating new relationships, because when these guys can call and text people anyway, now they can actually go visit them. So when these players have come to campus, these guys you've been building relationships with, like Jamichael Garrett from Gulf Shores, it's a commit, and all these 2026 and 2027 guys, they're already going to be familiar with TJ Rushing, which I think is something that's very, very vital, something that's very important. Relationships are huge, and that seems to be something that he is very, very good at. So that's obviously exciting. Now you got TJ Rushing out on the road. You got TJ Rushing out there getting after it. A lot of people are going to be, because of his position title, and now he's outside linebackers coach, I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be like, well, he never played outside linebacker. He's never coached outside linebacker. Why does that make sense? Why does that make sense? And the answer to that is very simple. Some of the greatest coaches of all time never played the position that they coached or even ended up being a specialist on the side of the ball that they coached. Bill Belichick played like center or tight end or something in college, and then he became one of the greatest defensive minds in the game. Coached linebackers at New York, coached defensive backs a little bit. He's done a little bit of it all. And I think if you want to elevate and you want to become a defensive coordinator, you want to become a head coach. A lot of times you need to know, especially if you have a vision, you need to know what those other positions, you need to know what you demand out of those other positions. You need to know what you want to achieve out of those other positions. And this guy has a wealth of knowledge. He's also going to be, I think, moonlighting a little bit, helping with the nickel defensive backs, especially on like pass rushing situations, or we drop our edges a good time. When we're disguising coverages or we're you know, you have flat responsibilities, we drop the edges a lot. So that's another little aspect of it that I think could help bolster that room, help bring a little bit of an extra element to that room. Now, it also was not going to shock me because you're elevating this guy onto the field permanently, and we're going to be a really big-time recruiting position. It would not shock me if Auburn goes and adds somewhat of like a, I don't know the title. I've been calling it like a senior position, you know, where you have like maybe an older guy who's a technician that's, because you can have so many on-field coaches now. When I say on field, what I mean is you have coaches now that can coach directly. It's unlimited. Coach directly with the players. You used to have those off the field assistants, could not have like one-on-one interactions with the players during practice. Now you can. Now it's unlimited. So again, many shows ago, I talked about how I felt like eventually what you'd start to see are your recruiting positions are going to be a lot of younger guys with a lot of, you know, recruiting prowess about them, a lot of get after it about them. And then you're going to have your senior guys they're going to be more so about the technical aspect of coaching the position. It wouldn't shock me if we start to see sort of like a senior outside linebacker coach or pass rushing coach emerge down the road that could be added to the staff. And I don't think so, but there could be one on staff already that sort of specializes in that, but that would not shock me just because of the maybe a little bit of a lack of experience of coaching pass rushing specialists. I mean, again, you know what you want to, you know what you expect, you know what you want your guys to be able to do, but can you 100% translate that when you don't have all that experience? That remains to be seen. So that's senior, again, I'm making that term up, so that may not be what they end up calling it, but that senior outside linebacker coach may be something that helps in that area. But otherwise, I would trust DJ Durkin with my life. I would trust DJ Durkin with my, I would trust him with my 401k. If I couldn't get Ford Stokes to do it, I would trust DJ Durkin with pretty much anything. He has been a home run. Every decision he makes seems to turn to gold. What he did this offseason, what he did this past season was incredible with all these young guys. And if he thinks this guy is the real deal, if he thinks this guy can help him elevate this defense that he already has sort of the ball rolling down the hill, then I'm in. I don't care who it is. I trust DJ Durkin with all my heart and soul. So excited to see. I'm excited for this guy to hit the road. I'm excited for this guy to get out on the trail because I think he's going to be a huge, a huge asset in the recruiting game. Again, we added a coach, added in quotation marks, but right now, obviously, it's about making the roster better. And I think Auburn made the wide receiver room a lot better yesterday. And we're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Go to retirementresults.com/plan. Get your custom portfolio analysis absolutely free. It's a $1,500 value elsewhere, at least. And it's not going to be some cookie cutter PowerPoint presentation or pamphlet that everybody gets. No, you're going to dive in. You're going to look at the numbers. Make sure you're not paying crazy fees. Make sure you're taking advantage of the correct products. And make sure your dollar is stretching as far as it can possibly go. Closing that gap that you need closed in retirement, or at least put you a plan together to help close that gap. Ford Stokes is the guy for that. Make a friend at the same time. Tell him we're Eagle. Tell him we sent you. That's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Auburn adds a big-time, big-bodied receiver, Horatio Fields from Wake Forest yesterday. He came, it's another one, coming on a visit, and boom, you're in. You come on a visit, and we got you locked in, ready to go. I think that is... that's been the theme. When you see a guy visit Auburn, there's a high likelihood that Auburn's going to get him if they want him, and they wanted this guy. He's 6'3", 205, pretty decent production, just under 500 yards last season and 4 touchdowns at Wake Forest. This is not going to be a Keandre Lambert-Smith addition. I'm not expecting this guy to come in and light it up and go for 1,000 yards, and I don't think you need him to. I don't think you need that from him. Really what you need is somebody with experience. I mean, if you really think about it, really, really think about this. If you're talking about true outside wide receivers, how many do you have on the roster? Coming back and coming in. Coming back, you only have two. You only have Perry Thompson and Cam Coleman. That's it. That's scary. That's scary depth right there. One twisted ankle, one anything, hurt shoulder, one anything, you're talking about moving someone from that's a natural inside receiver outside to play in the SEC. And that's just not ideal. So, again, people, every time we add a wide receiver, people freak out over what that means for the freshmen that you brought in last year that are so good. And it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean a single thing, because you got to have guys in the room. You got to have more bodies in the room. You literally have 5 wide receivers, depending on if you count Sam Jackson or not. So if you count Sam Jackson, you got 5. If you don't, you only got 4 returning wide receivers, the freeze 4. And then you have your 3 freshmen coming in that maybe only one of those is really going to be ready to play next year. But he doesn't get here until June. So you got to have some bodies. And this is one. This is a great one to add. One thing that I love about Horatio is he catches the ball in traffic. If you go look at his highlight film, big catches, contested catches in traffic. Someone on Twitter posted one. I may have retweeted it. It is one of the most incredible catches I've seen, where the quarterback gets hit and the ball floats in the air and he goes up between 2 defenders and pulls it in. He had he mossed a Clemson defender for a touchdown last year. I mean, big. When you're talking about big physical receivers and what Hugh needs, especially when you know we're asking these guys to go win one-on-one battles. Horatio's battle tested, man. He's one that likes to go. He likes physicality. He likes contact, and he'll get in there and he'll go up and get a ball. And I think that's what you need. You don't necessarily need somebody right now with the young talent that you have. You'd love to have another Keandre Lambert-Smith, but I don't think you necessarily need one with all the guys that you have. So I think that's a big addition. Auburn, I think, is not done yet at wide receiver. Obviously, the big name out there is still Eric Singleton Jr. Good thing about Horatio is also from Douglasville, Georgia, just like Eric Singleton Jr. I don't think they went to the same high school, but obviously these guys knew each other growing up, And I think that's just another thing to add. This is another part of the understanding the whole package that Will Redmond does. Understanding all of the aspects of recruiting that are puzzle pieces that build off each other that Will Redmond understands. And they went out and got Horatio. And I think he's going to be a really good addition to that room. So we'll see how that plays out, how the rest of the thing plays out. The dead period is approaching. It comes into effect next Monday. It starts the 22nd. And that means no visits, all the way through the end of the year. So you're going to still have some action. I'm sure there's still going to be some commits and things like that. And we'll probably have some more visitors over the next couple of days, maybe kind of bring in some guys late that you're interested in. But after the dead period starts, there's no visits. I still imagine there's going to be commitments. I still imagine there's going to be signings. There's still going to be some action because you can still communicate. You just can't visit. You just can't visit campus. So I think Auburn's at a position now. You've got nine guys, and you've added the most important positions. The most important positions of need you've filled. You've filled with high quality guys. You needed a quarterback. You needed multiple quarterbacks, and you got the two you wanted. You needed a left tackle badly, and you got the best one available. You got the best one in the portal. You needed a right tackle, and you got another guy that's got Power 5 experience to add to the room of competition. You've added multiple players that you singled out that you didn't necessarily need to come in and be the guy, but you needed that perfect little sweet spot of how they fit the roster. You've targeted those guys, and you've gone out, and you've nailed them. You got nine guys in right now. I think you can be patient now. I think you can be patient. I don't think it's necessarily a rush to get all these guys in. You want to close Eric Singleton Jr. I'm not going to make any bones about that one. That's one you want to go ahead and close as fast as you possibly can. But as playoff games approach and as these later bowl games approach, I think you're going to see start seeing more explosions of players enter the portal. Now, the portal technically closes on December 28th. But any game that's played after the 28th, once that game's over, there will be an extended period of 5 days for players that played in that game to go into the portal. So even as the portal closes on December 28th, you're still got a chance after that you could have players that come up as available. So this weekend's going to be very interesting because you got a lot of playoff games that kick off. You got those on-campus games that kick off this weekend. They can't visit, but shortly after that, they have until December 28th to decide if they want to go into the portal or not. And I respect a lot of the guys that maybe go in there finishing off at least playing in the playoff game for the losers. And waiting until at least they get eliminated before they go in, that you could see a lot of guys flood into the portal from there. I think there's just a lot more than what we've seen that can be available. So I don't know that if Auburn starts to slow down a little bit, you know, we've been having a commit or multiple commits, multiple signees a day over the last several days. So if Auburn starts to slow down a little bit, understand that it's okay. There's still some spots they got to fill, but they've sort of gotten the most important ones out of the way. So now it's about finding best available spots to help elevate this team, this roster in 2025 moving forward. So again, I think that's fine. As long as you get Eric Singleton Jr., let's wait. If we need to wait and see what happens a team in particular gets eliminated on Saturday or Friday or Sunday or whenever all the playoff games are, and there may be some guys with some Alabama ties or the state of Alabama ties or some dudes that are looking to elevate that may want to go in, maybe want to go into the portal after they get eliminated. I think you just let's just be patient. Let's don't freak out if stuff sort of comes to a halt over the next couple of days, because there's still going to be a lot of good players available. And I'm really anxious to see what happens after some of these playoff losses and who becomes available. Then it's crazy right now still, but you got the whole JUCO thing that I could do a whole show on, my opinions on that. There could be a lot of guys that are JUCO guys in multiple sports for Auburn that you could see have more eligibility. Hey, I'd love to have Chad Baker Mazzara for another year. Xavien Miller, in theory, should he have two more years left if the JUCO ruling applies to everybody? I mean, there's so many things about college football that are changing that I can't wait to see how things shake out. But guys, I hope you have a great weekend. If we have any action over the weekend, obviously we'll jump on and talk about it, but we will be live Sunday night like we always are. So make sure, if nothing else happens, that's going to be a live show. So make sure you're there. I really appreciate it. Thanks for another great week of shows, another great week of comments, questions, all that good stuff. Barn Takeover was great. Need to get a part of the barn, auburn.com too, so you can take part in that. So I hope you'll have a great weekend. Enjoy the playoff games, and we'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.